Okay, once again, page 54. Kufman Dalad, we began base yesterday. So Machab says, no, you shall shesh bochasan, lo marachar haftorah, we'll skip the parentheses for now, haftorah ha-shavua, shnaim ha-shosh ha-psukim, haftorah sosalsis. So we started this yesterday. So there was a custom that if there was a chasan hanging around, or an offer, as we call it, so they would read the regular haftorah, and then they would read a few psukim where the Navi discusses relationship with Hashem, like a chasan to a kala. So that was the custom. Shechal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos of Yom Aleph Achar, or let's say Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday. Shemavtina haftorah b'Shabbos Omrim. So if it falls on Shabbos Omrim Pasuk Yachad. So again, if it's Machar, as you know, we have the Haftar Machar Kodesh. So the Machar says that they read one or two psukim from there, where Yonasan tells David, you know, tomorrow's Rosh Kodesh. So El Mishbura says, to remind people, always be reminded that it's Rosh Kodesh, that's why we do Birkas HaKodesh, you know, sometimes we get here. So, I mean, not here, but in general. You know that the minhag of the Ashkenazi shuls is, in that type of case, we do the whole thing. We push off. That's what I'm looking for. The regular haftorah and do what we call Machar Kodesh, the whole thing. Vein limchos biyadam, and again, you shouldn't admire such a thing. I love listening to Tavkov Hey Siv Gimel. Look over there what the custom is. Okay, so again, that's what we do. Now, last time we talked about rolling things and things like that, but we'll hold off for that discussion. Gimel. Enkel and Sivatar b'Sibur, maybe they cover it Sibur. Shouldn't roll Torah in the middle of during davening, because of Kavod Tzibur, it's not nice. It should be pre-rolled. Right, so we know we have somebody in charge of that, a volunteer that on Shabbos, if there's whatever, so or before. Actually, we have a couple volunteers who make sure that things are rolled properly. Let's say you only have one Torah and you got it, I don't know. The Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, right? Or Shabbos Chanukah, and the Shabbos, whatever it may be. You only got one. You got it. So then go and the Yitkal Kabbalat Sibur. So you roll it. Again, because you have no other choice. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, is that we assume that people, Mistama people, are the Sibur's Mochel, on their Kabbalat in order to do it properly, or do it properly. Okay, Dal, very quickly. En karan lo adam echa b'shnei sifrei Torah mishum pigumo, we'll see, shal rishon. One person shouldn't get two aliyahs in two different sifrei Torah, because it looks like the first sifrei Torah is puzzles, you know. Oh, we found the first Torah's parcel, so we want to make it up to the guy, so we give him another aliyah, right? Ava shlosh gavur, but shlosh sifrei Torah sifarim kigon Rosh Chodesh Teves Shchal Yos B'Shas. But let's say we have three sifrei Torah, and we want to call three people and three sifrei Torah. That's no problem. Lechem mishum pugam. So there's no pugam because everybody knows you called up different people because in different sifrei Torah. And we use different sifrei Torah because there's an occasion. Okay, now we'll stop here for today, but obviously this brings up a bunch of questions. Okay, we're worried about the idea of the halacha is we're worried about the pagam of the first sefer Torah. So in other words, like this. So let's say you had one sefer Torah and we called up a bunch of aliyahs. And then we had another sefer Torah, let's say, you know, for whatever occasion it may be. And so we give a guy an aliyah, a guy who had one of the first aliyahs, we give him maftir in the second aliyah. in the second Sefer Torah, excuse me, second Sefer Torah. So that would seem to be no good, because it looks like the first Sefer Torah is no good, so we're making up, giving him another aliyah. So, a couple questions. One question is, okay, we did all the aliyahs, now we're up to Maftir. And for Maftir, we have a separate Sefer Torah. Maftir, we have a separate Sefer Torah, it's Rosh Chodesh, whatever, it's Chanukah. We look around, and there's no one to lay the Haftorah. Except for one of the guys who got an aliyah already. So now what are we going to do? The halacha just said, you don't call somebody up who already had an aliyah in another Sefer Torah, because then people will say, oh, the first Sefer Torah is no good. So let's say this case. We want to give a guy the aliyah because he's the only one who can read the Haftorah.
So why can't you give someone else the aliyah and he'll lay?
Because normally we don't do that.
What?
Normally we don't do that. From a cloth we do that. Let's say just from... So it's best not to do that. I mean, you could, but it's not the best thing to do. Okay, that's one question. Now, there's other questions that Big Gedolim used to do this, apparently. It's brought down that Rav Nosson Adler, the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe, used to get Shlishi and Maftir. Okay, so that's interesting. But besides that, there's another question. The other question is,
he got Shlishi and Maftir, Rav Nosson Adler, he was a Kohen.
He
got Kohen and Maftir.
Kohen and Maftir, right. Excuse me, thank you. So, and other people also use the same thing for some reason. The other question is, again, let's think of the... Flo was left.
He was
left. So he used to have a special golden pitcher to wash Rav Nosson Adler's hands. That's what they say. That's a legend.
That's what it should be. I'm a guy. That's how it should be.
Well, tell your lady. I don't have nothing to do with this. Imagine having he was the rabbi of Frankfurt. Imagine having, that lady wash your hands. Okay, now the last thing I want to mention before we adjourn for this evening is, okay, if we're worried about the pagam of the first Sefer Torah, so how about this? And this happens. Let's say it's whatever, a regular Shabbos, right? They take out the Sefer Torah, then somebody screams out, no, that's the wrong Sefer Torah, right? You're in Devarim, you're in Ki Teise or Ki Sovah, huh? And they take out the Torah that's in Brachos. Well, obviously this is going to happen. And Vayelech, right? Something like that. They take out the Brachos one, right? So if we're worried about the begam of the Sefer Torah, so then what do we do? So then we say, okay, we don't want them to put back, because then people say it's puzzle, and it's really not. On the other hand, as we talked about before, the Tirchot Tzibur, right? That we saw in the halacha before, right? Okay, you roll it from Brachos, it'll take a little while here. So now what weighs more heavily? The timeout, so that we're going to roll it all the way from Brachos? Or is it, but on the other hand, you're being pogan, maybe, speaking Lashon Hara about Motzi Shemra, about the Sefer Torah they took out? Okay. We'll see that tomorrow, believe another, hopefully. Chuva by Ramosha. I think there's a misquoted in there. That's what I'm not saying.